it's a little bit of a complicated issue. Social distancing in relation to parks, facilities, and activities is currently and will remain through this summer season an issue. So an example of that would be is if the CDC is still saying people need to be 6 feet apart you, for some reason, you had to clear the pool like a lightning strike or something like that, how do you quickly get those people out and keep them apart from each other? And aquatics people all over the state and all of the country are grappling with this same issue that, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, can you put a lifeguard on the stand with a face mask on? You know, and if a lifeguard gets COVID-19 because they're doing a rescue, is that then a worker's comp claim? And what does that cost the taxpayers? And it starts snowballing into something really complicated really quick when you really get down to the nuts and bolts of it. And our number one priority in this is, of course, the health conditions for our residents. We go to extreme lengths to make sure that playgrounds are safe for families and, you know, other things. So this really complicates that goal that is an, you know, overreaching priority for us in everything we do as far as trying to operate a pool. Of course, the governor's had a stay-at-home order, so we don't have staff hired yet because we have not been able to gather people for interviews and that kind of thing under the rules that were put down. So getting those people trained and in place and then operating safely for the public is another, you know, branch problem that, you know, that we're trying to figure out. And then on top of all that, Matthew, you've got the fact that we were going to have a shortened season anyway, right? Because we're supposed to close on July 5th to get ready to construct whatever facility follows this. And we've talked about this before, you know, it was going to be April 7th. Now it's June 2nd. The voters will have a chance to vote on whether or not they want internet sales tax to be charged just like use tax used to be charged for everything, or if they want internet sales tax to remain not charged. And of course, you know, what we're seeing is local sales taxes are taking a huge dive, because, you know, things are going online, and in this situation has certainly exacerbated that. So we were going to have a shortened season due to construction. Now that vote is on June 2nd, and so that creates even a more complicated issue as far as figuring out exactly what we do, because we have a contract to either build a pool if the voters approve that, or a splash pad, which is less expensive for us to operate and less expensive for us to build, if it doesn't pass. And so, you know, we're going to deliver the public something, whatever happens with that. And then when you start talking about that shortened season and how we're having to hurry up with staffing and all the other things, you know, what is your cost for being able to have the pool open for an extremely short period of time for the taxpayer? And, you know, the cost benefit starts to look pretty bad. You know, as far as how much it would cost us to actually get it up and running for what would effectively be no more than 3 or 4 weeks. And at this point, if we're not getting out of stay-at-home order until May 4th, you know, there's no way that we're going to be open on Memorial Day weekend. It would have to be at least the weekend after that. So the maximum season you could possibly have at this point is 4 weeks. So, yeah, it's highly likely that the pool is probably not going to open this season now, because of all those various reasons. And we will talk to the council about it before we make a final decision. And, you know, we're talking to lots of people from the public. And you know, as you know, we've got a pretty vigorous Facebook presence. And, you know, if people got an opinion on that one way or the other, you know, we certainly would welcome them to, you know, send us, you know, messages on Facebook, and they can call us. And, you know, City Hall number is 581-2100. They can certainly call, and they can ask for me if they want more explanation.
I think that's a really good explanation. You know, one thing, too, that I was hearing about at our last city council meeting, all the lifeguards who are not hired at this point would have had to be trained by the American Red Cross, and that's a process in itself, right?
Right, right. And we think we have that somewhat figured out, but there's still a time period it takes us to get people ready to be in the stand. You know, we're taking 15 to 22-year-old kids for the most part, and, you know, we're putting people's lives in their hands. So the training is really, really important. I mean, it's something that the young people sign up to do this take very seriously, and it's something my staff takes very seriously, and they work real hard at making sure that they are well-trained. And because when an emergency happens, if you're not well-trained, it's a rabbit, you know, frozen in the yard time. But if you're well-trained, you just do. You know, and afterwards it's like, you know, oh, I didn't know I knew all that, you know, but, you know, so that's the goal, is to have people well enough trained. And some of these things that they have to do are team saves. And so even though you may have your people trained, say, for instance, somebody is not supposed to do a flip off the diving board and they do, and they break their neck and they've got to be brought out of the water. Well, that's like a four-person save, and that team has to work together perfectly to protect that spinal injury. And so that's the kind of thing we have to have, you know, ready to go before we can open.
Now, I know that the governor is supposed to address reopening the state a little bit more today, but the statewide stay-at-home order, of course, you've mentioned, is until May the 4th. What about parks around Mexico? Are you kind of waiting on the governor's guidance as to when he's reopening the state, as to if parks will be reopened in Mexico?
So right now there is an exemption for people to use trails and lakes and open spaces, and we've been encouraging people to do that. It's, you know, getting out in green space is just as big a mood boost as Christmas morning opening presents is. And it actually, the mood boost from going out and walking around the trail at Green State actually lasts longer than the present opening boost on Christmas morning. So,
nice.
so in the people at CDC and at the level of federal planning, I mean, they obviously recognized how important these spaces were to people, because when all of this came down, those places were given exemption across most of the country by most of the health departments across the country. So that said, those things have been open. And they'll continue to be open, and we're going to, of course, ask people to social distance while they're in those areas. And we have signage out in the parks about social distancing, about COVID-19 symptoms, and, you know, again, like I said, our number one priority is, you know, health conditions for our residents, and we're going to do what we can to make sure that those residents stay, you know, as healthy as possible. We understand that you can't eliminate risk entirely, some people want more risk, some people want less risk, and, you know, we try to manage that to where, you know, we come out somewhere in the middle. So, you know, there's some people on each end of that question that are probably a little unhappy with us, but most people in the middle are feeling secure. And so what you're going to see from us is a three-phase step, like the federal plan that has been handed down to us. And so you'll have a phase one of some things opening, and a phase two of things opening, and then a phase three of things opening. And in each of those phases will probably run around 30 days for all the things in it to happen. Because if we just open the faucet wide open, we have no way of knowing what's causing problems, if something is causing problems, you know, as far as the working with the health department and whatnot else. So probably what we see is, in the first phase, we'll open like tennis courts and pickleball courts, disc golf, horseshoes, things like that. We'll open the campground back up to local users, you know, that kind of thing. And so we'll get, a fair number of things, opportunities for people, you know, back out that don't have much shared equipment use. Okay, and so the key is going to be, do people share the same piece of equipment, you know, or not? And is it a activity where, you know, aerosol spread is, you know, highly likely? Like, say, for instance, basketball courts will be one of the last things we open. Playgrounds will be, you know, one of the very last things we open. Because the CDC is telling us that, you know, hey, you know, these are areas where we know there's problems in these particular areas. But somewhere in between those last things and those first things, you know, we're going to have things like we'll open shelter reservations for after a certain time, and so probably 30 days before we actually start letting people use new shelters reservations, we'll open that. We'll probably open currently scheduled shelter reservations after the governor knocks down the state home order, because there's not that many of them, because we had cut off reservations, you know, fairly early in this. So you're talking about relatively small numbers of people, but we probably will ask those people to try to keep those groups below 25 people, you know, just in the interest of public health. And so does that kind of give you ideas to how we're going to approach this?
Yeah, it really does. You know, my other question was, you know, the public restrooms in the parks, when those might be open. And my other question, too, was what about the concerts in the park that happened? That could be a really big thing if people stayed in their cars and were able to listen to those. I didn't know if those were still being planned or not.
We're planning them for later in the year. And then, you know, bathrooms and water fountains will probably be about the midpoint in the process, I would say. They'll be around the same time as ball fields and skate park, that kind of stuff, where, you know, is you're starting to have, you know, if we start, and the other thing is, you know, we have a plan, and the plan has some dates on it, but we're not going to probably talk about a lot of dates in public, because if things start opening and we're not seeing any repercussions from things opening, we may, you know, speed the next opening up. Does that make sense?
It does. So, all eyes are on Georgia, I think, right?
Right. So if 2 weeks go by and nothing is getting worse, you know, rather than waiting the 3 or 4 weeks, we may go ahead and open the next set of things, you know, and then, you know, because, you know, it takes about 2 weeks to really find out if what you're doing is causing any harm or not. And, you know, if Mexico stays, you know, relatively virus-free, that doesn't bode well for a second wave, because that means nobody here has any, exposure. But, you know, there were places in the U.S. that kind of kept fairly virus-free in 1918 because they just didn't have a whole lot of people from the outside coming in. And so, you know, things like opening the campground to people from outside of Mexico, that'll be really late in this process, if not one of the last things, because, you know, we get a lot of people that use our campground that go from Texas to Minnesota or Ontario to Florida, and, you know, as they're transiting back and forth across the country, and that just doesn't seem to be like a really good idea right now.
No, I totally understand that. Well, I appreciate your time this morning and getting us completely up to date on everything. I hope everybody stays healthy, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Matt. And again, you know, if people have direct questions, they can call me at City Hall. Number's 581-2100, and just ask for Chad or the park guy, and that call will come through to me, and I'd be more than happy to answer people's questions.